very good win for our football team. We knew it was going to be a tough game coming down here to St. Louis, you know, with the Rams being undefeated prior to the contest today. A lot of respect for the team, just an improvement that they've made since last year. That's something that was very evident throughout our preparation. So we knew this was going to be a tough matchup. I have a lot of respect for Jeff Fisher and his staff and the way he goes about his business getting a football team ready. Very, very, very proud of the team to respond at halftime. I felt that the Rams' tempo was probably a little higher than ours, and we were able to make some adjustments with that. To come in here, don't turn the ball over. I thought our team played smart today, played very good situational football, and we're pleased to win back-to-back, and that was our message all week. Stack success as you have to every single year. And winning on the road's tough. We're looking forward to getting back to Lambeau Field next week. Seems like we've been gone forever. But this was a big one. This is a very important game for us today, and I thought our football team responded. And with that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, what do you think about your offense's efficiency on third down, especially in the second half?
Well, I thought it was huge because, you know, our run game efficiency was not where it needed to be, but it was important to you know, maintain some balance, you know, especially when you're on the road. And I thought our pass protection, once we settled down after the first quarter, was really good. I thought he played exceptional again today. So third down was an emphasis after our performance last week. You know, last week was a little skewed because of the way the fourth quarter went. But you have to play good situational football, especially on the road. We took care of the football today. You know, defense was able to get the turnover, so we want a turnover ratio, and that's something that we focus on every single week.
Mike, what does it mean to this team when Aaron's as dialed in as he was today again for the second week?
Well, it's more about Aaron being dialed in. I think it's, you know, just staying in clean plays because that makes his job easier. You know, we started the game with the no huddle. We had some communication with the referees, the mechanics of our no huddle, and the substitution and them standing on over the ball was longer than we experienced in the past. So that was we were a little disjointed, frankly, to start the game. So we went back to the standard huddle in the second half, and that worked more effectively for us. Just, hey, because, you know, we're all about getting as many punches in as possible. That's the way we like to play offense. You know, we don't want to play slowing down. I think it helps everybody, and I know it especially helps our quarterback.
Coach, can you talk about what it means to you and the team to have such a large fan support? I mean, it almost sounded more pro Green Bay than it did pro St. Louis in that day.
I mean, our fans are unbelievable. I mean, just the drive in from the airport yesterday and just see Packer fans everywhere. You thought you were walking down Oneida Street yesterday. So, and then show up here, and it's every week. It's every week we're on the road. You never get tired of hearing "Go Pack, Go," especially in St. Louis. So it's a great tribute to our fans. I can't say enough about it. They're the best. They're second to none. When opposing coaches are talking about keeping your fans out of the building, I think that says it all. So thank you, fans. They're outstanding today.
Mike, can you talk about the continuing emergence of Randall Cobb, the big play, you know, abilities that he has?
Well, you know, Randall's a unique player. I mean, he can play, you know, he can play the 1-2-3 spot in the wide receiver position. Also, can play out of the backfield. So, and obviously, we know what he can do as a returner. And, you know, we're focused on trying to make sure he gets some opportunities each game. And I thought Aaron did a good job with that, of giving him the ball in those particular situations. So, I thought he was exceptional on a couple of those third down plays in the second half to keep the sticks going. He's a young, dynamic player.
Aaron's touchdown pass to Cobb. How difficult is that play
to make for a quarterback? It's very difficult. I mean, it's a free play. It's something that we practice all the time. He's very good with his cadence to create that, and our perimeter players do a great job responding to it. So I don't know if there's a throw I haven't seen him make, whether it's to his left, to his right. Aaron's a very gifted player.
You talk about winning, you know, how hard it is to win on the road, but that drive.
Well, that's what you're looking for too, and the opportunity to mix personnel groups. Plus, we lost John Kuhn in the middle of the drive, so all of our two back offense went right out the window. And so, just the communication between the players and coaches, that's something that you don't really see. But I think that says a lot about your football team. I mean, there's no panic, and just the ability to try to stay once again in clean plays, as we like to refer to it, and keep keeping the offensive that offensive series and not really favorable down in distance, but down in distance is where we were able to convert on third down. So that drive had a lot to it. That's a drive we'll probably talk a lot about because there's a lot of experience that can draw from that, not just the execution, but the communication that went on during that drive.
Do you plan going into the game on an onside kick like that?
Well, we have it up every week. I mean, it's something that it's a skill that Mason Crosby, I think, is exceptional at. And frankly, watching him kick it Friday in practice, I mean, he hit two that was as high as I've seen him kick. And I even said to Sean, I says if the opportunity comes, I says I feel good about the way Mason's striking it. So at that point in the game, I was trying to get the momentum to switch, key to momentum. We just scored, obviously, but I felt like they came out. They were ready to play. I mean, they were ready to play, and they got after us a little bit on the first series. So I thought it was a good time to try to steal series from them, and our guys did a great job executing it.
Mike, that was pretty dominating in the third quarter, both offensively and defensively. Anything special that was said at halftime? Adjustments you made?
Well, we talked about two things at halftime. We talked about picking the tempo up and the quality of our finish. I didn't think we were finishing very well. I felt that we had a number of two-yard runs, three-yard runs that should have been 4 and 5 yard runs if we'd have been finishing, pushing a pile and things like that. We didn't tackle very well in the first half. So we talked about our tempo as a football team, our energy and our finish, and the players definitely responded.
Can you feel the team getting into a groove now?
We won two games in a row. No disrespect. I'm tired of the big picture questions. I'm really ready to get on to our next opponent, Jacksonville, and get back home and win another game. We are clearly about one game at a time. I've talked to the team about this repeatedly over the last couple of weeks. It seems like every time I put up the media topics that are out there, our next opponent's not mentioned. So. We're focused on our next opponent. More importantly, focused on being back home. So, looking forward to that.
Two more.
Looked like Desmond Moses might have hit Stephen Jackson's shoulder pads. Did you see it differently?
I thought it was close. I think the violence, the explosion of the hit, is sometimes part of the part of the decision making of the referee. It's a tough that's a tough call to administer. It's. He didn't lead with his head. He hit him with his shoulder. The explanation was the forearm. He took the forearm to his head. So I just saw a quick replay. You probably know more about it than I do. But I thought Desmond played the play properly. I'm kind of, being an old quarterback coach, I think we should start penalizing the quarterback for putting the receivers in that position. So that's humor. Okay, but that's where I'm at.
What did you see on that?
To be honest with you, I saw it develop. I couldn't give you a clear picture of it. I was actually, usually when that happens, that was the first play of the series on defense, and that's usually the time we're making adjustments on the headset of the prior series on offense. So I just saw him break out of there. So.